4.
Again, this is the sort of bias for cause that has been a theme in some of the responses. In 80A, the person is not deemed, he said, to be presumed innocent, and in 89 indicates that this potential juror could not be impartial.
My inclination is to follow up with these questions that seem to be consistent with the rest of the questionnaire.
It seems like you just go and check through the things and not that you have to
carefully. I mean, if that's, I can see, obviously, there's a concern, but I think follow up.
Yes, that's how.
I appreciate that perspective. Our general concern globally about that is when the jurors have the calm, quiet, calculated time to look at the questionnaires, fill them out. I think we need to have some presumption we can rely on those responses, because my concern is we take a bunch of people that look like for cause and then the process of rehabilitation.
This first review is simply really obvious for causes.
Right.
There will be more for cause challenges, I suspect, and we'll look at those on a case by case. And so we'll do that with juror 34. Juror 35.
This individual was.
I was going to say, speaking of obvious.
Okay. I'll sit down.
Okay. Strength, four costs. Juror number 37.
Your Honor, same concern as two jurors previously. I presume you're going to have this to follow, but in 80A, this individual presumes that he's not innocent. And then the child in her photos under 85, she indicates it's just too much for her to look at.
Again, I'd like to ask follow-up questions. I recognize there's a potential issue there, but I think we need to know a little bit more. Gracias.